A driver who killed an 11-year-old girl after drunkenly plowing his truck into a minivan a decade ago has been jailed again, this time following a drunk driving crash on the Trans-Canada Highway near Kamloops. Carl Matthew Schwartz, 39, pleaded guilty Friday in Kamloops Provincial Court to charges of impaired driving, driving while prohibited and breach of a release order, as well as two counts of domestic assault. Court heard police received multiple calls about an erratic driver on Highway 1 outside Chase on October 5. Crown Prosecutor Brock Bell Richard said one witness told officers he saw the vehicle's male driver beating a female passenger while driving. The vehicle crashed and police arrived on scene a short time later. Mounties ordered Schwartz out at gunpoint and placed him under arrest. Bell Richard said Schwartz provided two breath samples to police, each of which showed he had a blood alcohol level of 0.200, more than twice the legal limit. One of the assault charges to which Schwartz pleaded guilty stemmed from an incident in Surrey in September. Both assaults involve the same victim. On September 20, 2013, Schwartz was driving drunk in Calgary when his pickup struck a family's minivan and killed 11-year-old Tammy Trong. In that case, police determined Schwartz's blood alcohol level was at least twice the legal limit. He pleaded guilty to a charge of impaired driving causing death and in 2017 was sentenced to 30 months in federal prison, plus a 5-year driving prohibition. Mr. Schwartz is not being re-sentenced for that today, but that offense colors Crown's position on the impaired driving, Bell Richard said. It's aggravating that he has a prior history of impaired driving in which a person was killed, and here he is again driving while more than twice the legal limit. Defense lawyer Melissa Lowe said Schwartz lives in the Salmon Arm area, where he supports his 3 children. She said he struggles with alcohol use. I just want to apologize for everything, Schwartz said in court. I take responsibility for whatever sentence I get. Provincial Court Judge Terence Wright said the fatal Calgary crash should have been enough of a wake-up call for Schwartz. To put it bluntly, one would have thought he learned his lesson after that incident, he said. Wright went along with a joint submission for a 187-day jail sentence, to be followed by 12 months of probation and a 3-year driving prohibition. Once he has been given credit for time served, Schwartz will have 111 days remaining on his sentence.